Ore ore kore hiro ko hiro ko lo ke ke ala baña tori a baña baña mi fi fi o lo sang ala ke sa wo aina wo e kama wo
aina wo
e kama wo
aina wo ka
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 kama wo
aina wo
Okay, thank you.
How about a hand for the Bataa drummers? They'll be doing a little bit more demonstration on a more of a personal level down at the workshop area. If you'd like to know more about the drumming technique, they'll be in the back, right in the archway toward the other side of the plaza, for more detail on their music. All day long, events happening here in the Cultural Center. This is the second day of the first annual South Florida Folklife Festival, Traditions. All the performers that are here today, as well as all the craft tables, are our neighbors here in South Florida, all residents of South Florida, part of our rich cultural heritage here. And it's great to have all you people out here supporting it. If you'd like to purchase any of the crafts, there's some for sale in the gift shop inside the Historic Museum. Also, while you're here, it's definitely an opportunity to take advantage of the Historic Museum. There's a reduced admission today, $1, and it's not to be overlooked. Also, in just one moment, Roy Lee Walker will take the stage. Before I do that, I want to mention some of our sponsors who make this possible. And the Historic Museum is one of the sponsors, as well as the Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Sciences, Florida Department of State, Division of Archives, History and Records Management, Cultural Affairs, the National Endowment of the Arts, Folk Arts Divisions, and Halcyon Limited. So thanks to our sponsors. Thank you all. Thank you all for being here all day long. Our next performer here, and also the workshop. We have a cooking workshop over in the corner, and right now being demonstrated is Haitian cooking. And that as well will be going on all day. It's all listed in the program guide. It'll be available at the information booth just as you walk in over to my left. To introduce another South Florida resident. Actually, he's from Miami Beach, where I'm from. Roy Lee lives on Miami Beach, and to describe what Roy Lee does, here's one of the Florida Folklife researchers, Lori Summers.
I hope you're all enjoying yourself out there. For those of us who were here yesterday, this is a wonderful change of weather. So we'll be basking in the Florida sunshine. In just a moment, we'll be hearing another example of one of Dade County's many diverse folk traditions. This one isn't particularly unique to Dade County. It's found wherever you have some really hot shoeshine men who know how to pop the rag. But Roy Lee Walker is special in that he is the Florida State rag popping champion. Went up to Tallahassee last summer and competed with other rag poppers in the state of Florida, and incidentally is a member of the International Rag Popping Association, which has its headquarters here in Florida. All right, actually here in Miami. So we have another unique organization amongst the many that you can find here in Dade County. Mr. Walker is currently doing his thing at the Hyatt Regency downtown. So if you miss him for a good example of rag popping here on stage or his booth right over here by the entrance to the museum, those of you who are interested in shoeshine of extraordinary quality with some folk art along with it, you can hang out in the Hyatt Regency. Not a bad place to visit, I might add. Mr. Walker started shining shoes at age 5. but he only got into rag popping within the past several years. And this is an art form, really, a type of performance where the rag serves as a musical instrument and does, and he's able to execute various rhythms and extraordinary things with it, which most mere mortals without practice, well, at least this mere mortal up here on the stage, can't quite manage. I know you enjoy seeing the International Rag Popping Association member and Florida State champ, Mr. Roy Lee Walker. Let's have a hand.
Good morning. Glad to be at the festival this morning. How y'all feel this morning? Y'all look very lovely this morning. Y'all look like that always when y'all wake up? Well, I'm grateful to be here this morning. Yeah, closed door, I know and I had an introduction, but I'd like to tell you something about myself. Really I started out rag popping about 2 years ago. And I started shining shoes actually when I was the age of 4. You see, and so I didn't too much get into it until I got to the age of 5. See, I was 1 year then older, you see, and so that way then I took heed to shining shoes, you see. A lot of people meet me on the street and ask me about my wife. I tell them my wife is a shoe shine rag. You think that's her last name, but that's serious. I'm married to a shoe shine rag. So I feel good when I lay beside the shoe shine rag. See, I sleep with the rag. So you know I got to love the rag. But I want y'all to know this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that I have some demonstration of the rag this morning for y'all. But I still feel good whenever I can get anybody out the audience to come up and try it, because this is what I'm interested in doing. Because I love kids, and I always want to work with kids, because I was a kid. So I want all the little children out here this morning, if they feel like it, will y'all come forward, please? Y'all want to come up, please? Come on. Don't be ashamed. Come on. Come on, darling. I didn't get where I'm at being ashamed. I'm not ashamed of shining shoes. That's why I'm a champion. Come on up. Come on up. Come on. Don't be bashful. Come on. Please. What's your name, sir? Tell the people your name out there.
William.
Tell them loud, they can't hear you.
William.
Y'all give William a hand here. He gonna try the rag. Okay, Mr. William. I'm gonna show y'all how it go now, but William gonna pop it, okay? Don't you try what I try now. I did that. Okay, now you pop it. Now, I just told y'all I'm going to show y'all now. William going to pop it. Now, that's fine, William, but you got to come up with something. That's fine. You're doing good. Hang in there. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Give him a hand. Anybody else want to try it? How about one of y'all gotcha ladies sitting out there? Anyone of y'all want to try it? Come up, please. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Come on, darling. We all people here, we at the festival. Come on, darling. See, you know what? I'm grateful to be at the festival. You know why? This is the first annual festival. And I'm the first time I've been in a festival, so we both alike. So y'all come on up. Let's join together. Come on in. Shoe Shine Man, darling. I'm located right over there across the street from y'all, right over there. Look to your right. You'll see my office. Hello. Hello. Come on. Come here, lady. You're very beautiful. Come here, ma'am. Please. Come here. Yes, ma'am. You're very beautiful. Your husband don't mind, do you? That's your husband or your boyfriend. Okay, darling. Come right on up. Yes, ma'am. Give her a hand. She had courage to come up. Thank her. Come on around here, ma'am. This way, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tell her your name, please, ma'am.
Rose.
Okay. Okay. This is Miss Rose. We're going to let Miss Rose try this rag now. I believe she may whoop me. They told me in my dream last night that a beautiful young lady was going to come up and whoop me today, so it might be Miss Rose. Okay, darling. Here's your chance. Okay. Just like Mr. William did. Now, you try.
Well, tell me again how to do it. Okay. I wasn't watching.
Mr. William going to demonstrate. That's my demonstrator. Y'all, I got a good demonstrator. You're wrong and everything. All right. Come on, darling. I want you to pop it. All right. All right. That's very good, Miss Rose. That's very good. Y'all give a big hand, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, now I'm going to make some noise now. Hello. Okay. Thank you, Mr. William, my demonstrator. Give him a hand, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I want to start off with the brushes. All right. Maybe if I was to bust my knuckles one time, I wouldn't do that no more. Hey, let's hear a little of this rag now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to go another way with it for you now. All right. All right. All right. All right, play a little song for y'all now. All right. All right, I want to thank y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are nice on you. Thank you.
Well, as Roy said, if any of you were too shy to come up here on main stage and try, I'm sure you can creep over into the corner to his office and really show your stuff. So I hope you enjoyed Roy Lee Walker. This is the Florida Folklife Festival Traditions. Upcoming and ongoing, both. Upcoming will be the storyteller, Dolores Hart, who I'll introduce in a moment. I wanted to remind you that there's a workshop on bata drumming going on over in the workshop area, and the Haitian Foodways is ongoing right now, as are the craft demonstrations throughout the plaza space. Our next performer, Dolores Hart, is a rare commodity here in Dade County. She's a Miami native. Something to be proud of and something that not all that many people can claim. But she really enjoys Miami and has spent some time collecting stories in the black community here in Miami, stories from Jamaicans, Bahamians, Haitians. She is a member, a charter member, of the Association of Black Storytellers and has recently performed last summer at the Smithsonian Festival of American Folklife in Washington, D.C. Storytelling is something perhaps all of us have in our background as a tradition, and like many of us, she learned stories first within the family setting from her father and from her uncle. This is a traditional way of passing on things orally within the family or from friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor. Perhaps some of you have stories that you've learned through members of your family as well. Today, Dolores Hart will be performing a variety of stories, including street chants, some traditional fairy tales that are done in a black style, and some of the stories that she has collected here in the black community. Will you join me in giving a warm welcome to Dolores Hart?
I'm Dolores Hart, and as she told you, thank you. I'm Dolores Hart, and I'm very proud that I was born in Miami. There's a story everywhere. There's a story here, there's a story there. A story for me and a story for you. These are stories that I have collected from people who lived in the Miami area. These are people who have come from everywhere. From Bahamas, from Georgia, from South Carolina, from Jamaica, from Haiti, and I shall share some of these stories with you. The first set of stories that I shall tell you are stories that were told by my uncle and my father, and it's about a character who was a sexton in a church, and his name was Charlie the Sextant. It was a Sunday morning, and we were coming home from church. we heard the church bell ring, and Dad said, "Oh, that's Charlie the Sexton. He's been ringing that bell for 30 years. He enjoys it very much. He's the schoolmaster. He also is a handyman, but he enjoys marching in front of the choir as they sing, 'Day is dying in the West.' But most of all, Charlie enjoyed telling his tall tales. And this is one that he told about Reverend Jim the minister. Now it seems that Reverend Jim was a visiting minister. And Reverend Jim wanted to preach a sermon on temperance. But before he started his sermon on temperance, he started trying to appeal to the intellectual people in the church. First he said, "Now, I should be talking about the creation. In the Bible it said, 'And God said, let there be light, and there was light.' And then you remember a poem from James Weldon Johnson when he talked about the creation and he said, 'And God stepped out on space and he looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. But no, sisters and brothers, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about something that you need to know. I'm going to talk about temperance. I'm going to talk about drinking. I'm going to talk about the brothers and sisters that I see out there on 14th Street by Nasty Man drinking that wine and that beer and that whiskey. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Can I get a witness?" "Yes, Reverend, you got a witness. Can I get a witness?" "Yes, Reverend, you got a witness." "All right, sisters and brothers, I want you to listen and make a commitment this morning to your God. Do I have a witness?" "Yes, you have a witness. I want you to take all the whiskey and all the wine and all the moonshine and all the ripple out your house, and I want you to throw it in the river. Do I have a commitment?" "Yes, Reverend, we're going to take the wine, the whiskey, and everything and throw it in the river. And if you make this commitment to me, you make it to your God. Amen, amen." As soon as the preacher finished his sermon, the male choir got up and sang. And their selection was, "Shall We Gather at the River?" And that was one that my father told me. Another that my uncle told me was about Jonathan and Bulla. Now it seems that Jonathan and Bulla were best friends, and they lived in Nassau. Now Jonathan wanted to have a fling on Fox Hill Day, and he stole Bulla's cash box. When Bulla came home, he was very angry. "Where is that Jonathan? I know he took my cash box. If I get my hands on him, I'm going to kill him." He went with chain in hand, looking everywhere to find Jonathan because he was going to shake him. For 4 days, he looked everywhere. He went on Bay Street. "Jonathan! Jonathan! Has anybody seen Jonathan?" Nobody saw Jonathan. He went in Grantstown. "Jonathan! Oh, Jonathan! Has anybody seen Jonathan?" Nobody saw Jonathan. For 4 long days, he looked everywhere. He couldn't find him. Finally, he found Jonathan under the influence of Myers rum and coconut rum at the foot of the 66 steps. With chain in hand, furious, he said, "Jonathan, I'm going to get you right now." Click, click, click with the whip. Jonathan grabbed the chain and he ran faster and faster and faster, and the whip was getting the 66 steps, but it was hitting Jonathan's body every now and then. Jonathan walked faster and faster, but under the influence of the Myers rum, he was staggering. Soon, he almost reached the top of the steps. He turned the rope loose, and he fell to the bottom of the steps. And to this day, nobody has seen Jonathan since, and they think he is the ghost at the bottom of the 66 steps. Now, there are many strange sounds that come from the ghetto. These sounds are traditions in the black community. An old lady who was 88 years old told me about some of these sounds that she remembers. And some of them are like this. Little boy, little girl playing in the sand, run till your mama has the watermelon man. Watermelon, watermelon, red to the rind. Nobody else got none as sweet as mine. Nice, nice watermelon. Nice, nice watermelon. Watermelon, watermelon, red to the rind. Nobody else got none like mine. Little boy, little girl playing in the sand, run till your mama has a watermelon man. One of the little things that many of the children remember around the game of hide and go seek. And this is one of the chats that many of them enjoyed. Excuse me. Caught me off guard there, I'm sorry. I'll come back to that one. Forgot what I was about to say. I'll come back to the chats. I forgot what I was about to say. He caught me off guard there. Instead of the chats, I'm going to do a story that one of my friends from Baltimore, Maryland, reversed. It's a black version of Cinderella, and she calls it Cindy-ella. I would like to give credit to Mary Carter Smith, the author of this modern folktale that was reversed and paraphrased for the black street version of Cinderella. Way down in Atlanta, Georgia, there was this nice, kind family, the Smith family. There was the papa, William Smith, the mama, Lula, and their little daughter, Ellie. Now, daddy was a good, hard-working man. He had worked 20 years in the post office. He provided for his family, and they had all the things they wanted. Mother was a church-going lady. She was a good mother, but she was kind of puny and sickly. And her little daughter, Ellie, was the pride of her heart. Now, one morning, she called Ellie to her side, and she said, "Come here, Ellie. I need to talk to you. I'm not going to be here long, and I want you to listen to what your mommy going to tell you." Ellie started crying. She said, "Mommy, you're not going to leave me, are you? You're not going to leave me, are you?" Her mama said, "All of us got to die somehow. I's old, but Ellie, you're a young girl. So you sit down and let mommy tell you something that you got to know. I want you to listen to everything I say. Go to school and finish school. Study the books. Go to church. Listen to your papa. Be obedient. Call your godmother every day because she promised me that she'll stand by you if anything happens to me. And remember, Ellie, always wear clean underwear." 2 mornings later, they found out that Ella's mother had died in her sleep. And oh, what a big funeral they gave her. Why, they put her away so nicely. Oh, they had a wake, and they brought all kind of food. They brought the collard greens, and they brought the ham, and the fried chicken, and the greens, and the sweet potato pie, and the pigeon peas and rice. And oh, they sang and they ate, and then the day of the funeral. Oh, you never saw so many people all dressed in black. There was the junior choir, and there was the male choir, and there was all just people singing solos and talking about what a good woman she was. And there was Ellie sitting on the front row dressed in white, and her skin was as black as velvet. And when the funeral was over, she wasn't even called in the ground yet. All the single sisters in the church started running behind Ella's daddy. You see, he had been working more than 20 years to the post office. His home was paid for, and all the sisters tried to get him. Every day, they act like they were so nice, and they thought about Ellie. "Can I bring you some greens? Can I take Ellie to the circus? Do you want to come over and have dinner? Oh, they were so nice. And he was not paying them any attention. But he had a weakness. You see, he liked women with great big old legs, big hips, and pretty women. Oh, one day, this lady came up, and she had these great big old hips, great pretty legs. And she said, I would like to know if I can take Ellie to the circus. I would like to know if I can call Ellis here. I would like to know if you'd like to come over for dinner. And oh, she was so nice. And soon, before you could say Jackie Robinson, he done married a lady, and you never saw anybody change so fast. 2 months later, she went over to South Carolina and brought her 2 daughters back. He didn't even know she had any daughters. He said, you didn't tell me you had no daughters. He said, well, I didn't tell you then, but you know now. She put Ellie out of her big, pretty room and put her down in the basement because she said Ellie's room was too big for one. So she put her daughters in there and put Ellie down in the basement. Now, she was good to Ellie, but she didn't. She was curry favor to her daughters. So one day, there was this man who finally became the mayor of Atlanta, and his name was Jackson. He was going to have a great, great big old ball. And he was bringing his son, who had been studying in Liberia, to come to the ball. And he wanted his son to meet some of the great, pretty women in Atlanta. So he said, I'm going to invite all the single girls to come to the ball with their parents because I want my son to meet a nice wife. Oh, when the invitation came, Ellie's sister went down there and got 2 big, pretty designer dresses. They went and got a Jerry curl and a curly perm. They got everything, and poor Ellie wasn't even invited. They wasn't even gonna let her go. The daddy couldn't even understand why this lady was treating Ellie so mean. He didn't even see it. He just let Ellie's sisters get all these dresses, and Ellie didn't have nothing. So when they were getting ready to go to the ball, Ellie said, can I please wear one of your old dresses? Can I please go to the ball? They said, no, you can't go to the ball. Ellie's sisters went to the ball, and Ellie went down in her room, and she was a boo-hooing. And just then her godmother came in. You see, her godmother had a key to the house. Her godmother said, why are you crying down here, girl? Didn't I tell you to call me if you needed me? Godmother, I want to go to the ball, but I don't have nothing to wear. She said, honey child, remember when I went to New Orleans and I learned those roots? Well, you just do what I say, and I'm going to get you to the ball, and you're going to be the sharpest person at the ball tonight. Remember, Ellie, you do just what I say. Yes, godmother. You go upstairs, honey child, and you find me the great big old yellow onion. And then you go and look, and you get me the great big old rats in that mousetrap. And you bring them to me, honey. Do just what I say. An onion and the rats that are in the mousetrap. Ellie was an obedient child. She went upstairs, and she did just what her godmother said. When she brought the onion and the 2 rats back to her godmother got out that John the Conqueror root, and she said, holla baboo, holla cuckoo, holla baboo, holla cuckoo. And quicker than she could say Jack Robinson, that onion turned into a Mercedes Benz. And the 2 rats turned into a chauffeur that was handsome and a footman. Now, Ellie said, Mama, Godmama, I can't go to the ball. Look how I look. I'm raggedy. She said, honey, when I put my John the Conqueror one more time, you're going to be sharp as a tack. You're going to have gold coming out your nose, out your ears, all up here, and you're going to have a beautiful dashiki. Ellie said, oh, Godmother, I love you. I love you for this. She said, but listen, honey child, let me tell you one thing. When that clock strike 12, you get out of there, or else you'll turn back raggedy again. She said, all right, godmother. She went to the ball.